Yeah, so all this file says, and I'm going to stop here in this set. So what this file says is, it sort of breaks up this mapping from here we said this numerical formulation of the problem. Here we have the computer. And actually you can think of everything. So we have all these, essentially these set of complex systems. And we have a high-level software system, a low-level software complex system, and actually we have even high-performance Fortran as an example here. So the user writes in high-performance Fortran, he maps a mathematically well-defined numerical problem into a piece of software. The compiler takes that software, maps it into typically Fortran 77 or machine language plus message passing, and then the assembler puts that onto the computer. So here we have this sequence of mappings, and in some sense each of these complex systems has a has an architecture or a structure, and you could, and you can in some sense say that one of the difficulties with parallelizing Fortran 77 is that the structure of these system, complex systems describing Fortran 77 is different from that describing Fortran 90, and it is not possible, where it is possible to map this into either Fortran 77 or Fortran 90, you cannot map Fortran 77 in general back to Fortran 90. These mappings are not transitive or something, because you, again, you these are not one-to-one maps, these are throwing away information maps, because I would view that as a fundamental difficulty with computer languages. You always throw information away. If somebody could come up with a nifty language which did not throw information away, everything would be wonderful. But there, as far as I know, there is no such language. I am not aware of anything which doesn't essentially throw information away, which cannot be reconstructed in any useful fashion. I mean,